SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Catering for New Year celebrations known as Nowruz keeps staff busy at a small Persian restaurant in Sydney's north. On the menu, fresh fish layered with rice and aromatic herbs. Co-owner Paria Zargand explains.
For Nowruz, we celebrate with a popular fish dish, fresh herbs mixed in with the saffron rice and beautiful fish from the Caspian Sea. Obviously, here we get barramundi.
At Tida Persian Restaurant, the dining room is decorated with colourful motifs. Here, Nowruz is celebrated with shared meals and gift-giving, says customer Lale Mirian.
For us Iranians, it basically means new life, new year, new everything.
Nowruz is an ancient custom that predates Islam in Iran. Ms. Sagand, who grew up in Iran's capital, Tehran, and migrated to Australia in 2008, says in the Northern Hemisphere it marks the transition from winter to spring.
Nowruz, we have always celebrated it within the community, within the family, with our people. And the whole thing means staying together and being with the family and keeping the tradition, the flame of that tradition, alive.
However, as war rages across the Middle East, Ms. Zagand is among many fearing for loved ones there. Her family lives just outside Tehran.
I haven't spoken to mum and dad for days. Bombing is happening. Every single morning we wake up to news knowing they have just hit right around the corner from where our parents live, from where our sisters live. There is so much uncertainty that's happening at the moment.
The current conflict follows the mass killing and arrest of civilian protesters in Iran, impacting many in Australia's 85,000-strong Iranian diaspora. Academic Rana Dadpour explains.
Nowruz has a very important symbolic role right now in Australia for our Iranian-Australian community. Because it means basically gathering to each other. Our community has been going through a very traumatic experience because of, you know, everything that is happening in Iran, the massacre that happened. Thousands of people have been killed. There is war right now happening. People are disconnected from their families. So this celebration really helped them to get together and show their unity.
Paria Zargand opened a Persian restaurant with partner Milad Amiri 3 years ago. She says a connection to culture brings comfort in these uncertain times.
Emotions that come and go, like the wind, you know, and the storm. Friendships are falling apart in the community, you know. Things are happening. People, we're going through grief. We're going through anger, through rage.
In Iran, Nowruz rituals like jumping fire are discouraged by the Islamic Republic. However, many traditions stretching back thousands of years are still observed, such as decorating the Haftseen table with symbolic items. Ms. Zagand explains.
We put seven things that start with letter S in Farsi. Sumac, for example, which brings that zest of life. The wheat grass here, which we call sabze.
Across the world, more than 300 million people are expected to celebrate Nowruz this year from a diverse range of ethnic, linguistic and religious origins. Rana Dadpour says celebrating together helps ease anxiety in the current conflict.
So cultural and historical celebration really help people to overcome the fear and the loss that they have experienced, to show kindness to each other, to realize that they are not alone.
Ms. Zagand is among many hoping that spring brings positive change to a troubled region.
There is so much grief that's happening at the moment, so much loss, blood that has been shed. But we're going to be honouring the people who have lost their lives. Spring doesn't wait, winter leaves, and Nowruz always comes for us to celebrate life again.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
Stream. Stream free on SBS On Demand. The Hospital in the Deep End. Our hospitals are under pressure like never before.
Oh my God.
And when the system buckles, we all pay the price.
That's not good.
In this landmark series, three notable Australians step onto the front line to see what it really takes to save a life.
I honestly didn't think it was like that.
The Hospital in the Deep End. Stream free on SBS On Demand.